welcome everybody to Nerdy Boys Reviews presents Game of Thrones. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the weeks in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you have not watched Game of Thrones, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Along with that explicit content warning, we'll probably be cussing, saying outrageous type of stuff. So if that's not your thing, well, I mean, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, sorry, guys. You're going to have to fuck off.
You're going to have to fuck right off, mate.
Fucking. So welcome, everybody. We're going to talk about Game of Thrones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope everybody's having a great week, because you know, as always, the Nerd Boys are.
Yes. We only have three more weeks of this Game of Thrones after this.
Yeah,
this
man.
Is episode 7.
Yes.
And then we got 8, 9, and 10, and then we're done for Game of Thrones.
Sick.
So we'll have to stock up with other things, I guess. Yeah. But Wizard World is next weekend.
Yeah, dude. Wizard World is next weekend. And let me tell you guys something. So I was just one day during this week, I was minding my own business, right? And, you know, I'm just over here playing the video game as usual, playing Division. I think I was cooking at the time, maybe. Probably cooking some delicious scrambled eggs or something of that nature. Maybe some chicken and broccoli. I don't know what I was cooking. I just remember I was in the kitchen when Christian told me this. By the way, I was having a phone conversation at the same time. I'm a multitasker, guys.
I was at work taking a shit in the restroom.
On the pooper.
Yes.
It's something about, like, he took so long that the lights went off, and I was laughing.
Dude, yeah, I was sitting in the fucking restroom, and, like, they changed the restrooms. They, like, remodeled them for, like, to become handicap accessible. And so they put these fucking stupid sensor lights in there, and they fucking turn off. Like, it beeps at you three times. And I'm, like, on the phone with Scott in the restroom, and, like, it goes doo-doop. And I'm like, ah, fuck, it's going to turn off in, like, 10 seconds. And, like, it fucking turns off, and I'm fucking, I haven't even wiped my ass yet. And I'm fucking on the phone. And I'm like, someone's going to walk in and hear this conversation.
I know what you guys are thinking, right? What kind of weirdo, you know, talks to somebody on the phone while, you know, they're using the restroom? But listen here, that's, you know what, we're just that close, and don't be jealous of that, all
right? Right, and also, it's not like I can be in the office talking on my phone to you, and then the office phone rings, and I gotta be like, oh, hold on, mate, I gotta answer this stupid fucking office phone.
I know, right? But anyways, I'm going about my business, I'm multitasking, I'm doing me, and going about my business, and, you know, Christian's like, oh, did you check your email? I was like, what are you even talking about? Said, yeah, I sent you something in your email. I was like, oh, well, what could this be? I was expecting, like, some, maybe, like, a prototype of a logo or something that Christian usually sends me. Yeah, like, you know, just something to do with the podcast, and I guess in that sense it was. I open my podcast, and I mean the podcast, I open my email, and I see an email from Christian, and it's like StubHub, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what's coming up? I didn't even think about it. And
I think it's Ticket Leap or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Ticket Leap, StubHub, some shit like that, and then I opened it up, and then I opened it up,
he
guys.
He opened it.
And then bestowed upon me was the grand golden ticket to the entrance of Wizard World.
Yes.
Christian bought me a ticket, guys, and I, like, wept like a woman, you know?
Well.
I screeched like a baby, and it's okay, because I was excited, and that's what excited people do.
Yes.
So stop judging me.
I'm not judging you.
Just kidding.
So I was really debating, because I'm like, fuck, like, if you don't go, like, what should I do? Should I just give my ticket away on the podcast or something? Like, because I don't want to go without you. That'd be fucking awful, you know? Like, yeah. I'm just like, well, fuck, what do I do? And then I was like, well, I should just budget out some stuff. And then I was like, well, if I go to Wizard World, if I want to cosplay, I can buy my costume, or I cannot do that, and I could pay for you to go as well. So instead of us going in costume, we're just both going to be there.
Yes.
So.
And I don't even think you guys understand just, like, how much it meant to me. And just, it was a great feeling to know that, you know, I just have such a great friend that's always looking out for me.
I don't know who that is, but.
Yeah, I don't know either, but. Anyways.
Sorry, guys. I don't know if you can hear that train, but it's really annoying.
Yeah, dude. Like, super, super annoying.
Nom, nom, nom. So, I have a couple stories to tell.
Oh, story time, guys.
So I don't know if I told you the story, but like a couple weeks ago, like my boss was showing like sexual harassment videos.
No, you didn't tell us this one.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
so
this is gonna be a good one.
So
every good story begins with "so it was sexual harassment."
Well, it's like he's trying to get like the stuff together so everybody can watch, like, you know, or get like harassment training, because we've never hired females to work like as dock attendants before, and this year we have two. So, like, ooh, he's, like, trying to get us trained up. And this is going to lead into a second story in a second here. But, so, he's, like, we're, like, he has, like, YouTube on the big TV in the office. And, like, he's just, like, looking it up on YouTube, like, sexual harassment videos, dude. And, like, he found one from, like, the 80s, dude. And so, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. But then it's, like, sexual harassment can also happen between two people of the same gender. And this guy walks up to his boss. He's, like, "Hey, boss, I hear you got a monster cock." His boss is like looking at him. He's like, "Dude, I got one too. We could get some oil and like rub them together." I'm like, "Holy shit, dude, you gotta turn this off. Like, we're in a fucking office. We're watching this shit." It was hilarious though. But anyway, I mean, I don't think those are like good examples to show to your employees. Like,
it's so like, did you use that line on one of the girls?
No. So on Monday, I was helping out, like, because, you know, these new trainees need some help. Need some direction.
Oh, yeah, do they?
And so I was helping this one girl that works there, and she's pretty cute. She's, like, a real nice, sweet, friendly girl, like, overly friendly. And I'm fucking, like, helping her, and, like, she couldn't get the rope out from the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm on my fucking, like, I'm laying down. And I'm tugging on the fucking rope.
Oh, yeah, I like the way this shit's going.
So I fucking tug the rope.
This is damn near
and
a porno.
Fucking rip the button off my pants that's keeping them up. And I'm like, shit, like, I hope she doesn't notice. And so, like, I pull it out and I tie it up, dude, and I get up, I'm holding my pants up, and the fucking button shoots. And I'm just like,
did it hit her?
No, she, like, because I'm walking away, and I'm like, "Are you just gonna stay down here?" She's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "All right, peace." And I'm like holding my pants walking up to the office. Good thing I had a spare pair of pants in my car.
Always bring a spare pair of pants.
But
right?
I was like, holy shit, dude. Like, my pants almost like straight fell down in front of her.
See, I thought this story was leading a little somewhere else.
No.
You know, you built us up, Christian, and I don't appreciate being misled.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wind you up in the wrong kind of way there.
Whoa,
but,
there, bud.
Yeah, I mean, just make sure if you go to work and there are females around, your pants are not about to burst. Because my pants burst.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Quite a bit there, so... Anyway, maybe we should talk about Game of Thrones now.
No, I have story.
A story.
Well, upsetting. I don't know if, wait, did I tell them about the car thief?
I don't think so.
So, last week, guys, I found out that, like, somebody had, you know, intruded upon my vehicle that I use to get around and everything, you know.
Yeah, the one that died.
Yeah, the one that died on me. And, you know, I've been through a lot with that car, so I have a profound respect for it.
Okay.
And I don't appreciate anybody fucking with my car.
Yes.
And I have a stereo system. You know, I have a deck. You know, it's nothing major or whatever. And I have, I had a bass. Like, you know, the beat in the back of the trunk and, like, an amp and all that good stuff. And it was an adequate stereo system, and I was going into my car to look for my hydroxy cut last week, you know, because I'm trying to lose weight, and that's what fat people do. They take pills.
All right.
It's just the truth, man.
Yeah.
So I was looking for that hydroxy cut, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I put it in my trunk. So then I'm looking in my trunk, and I'm like, why does this trunk seem so empty? And I'm like looking at it for a second. I'm like, oh, my shit is gone. They stole like the amp and like the fucking the beat and stuff out of the back of my fucking thing. I was just like, oh. I was like raging, dude. And I was just like, all right. And then this week, I'm like trying to sell my tools on an app called OfferUp. And, you know, I'm like, oh, well, where's my battery? Like my drill, my. Like the battery charger for the drill.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for that, and I was like, oh, well, I was like, maybe I left it in the car. And then I was looking in the car and I couldn't find it anywhere. And then I was like, damn, that thief is taking not only did they take my stereo system, they took my drill chargers for some odd reason, because they're only worth like $10. So I'm like, I don't know why somebody would steal that. Oh, and by the way, the hydroxy cut I was looking for, I couldn't find that either. So I'm assuming that little prick stole that too. And then there's like a little middle console. It's like a little cubby hole, like underneath like the air conditioning unit and the radio and stuff, where like you put like just to store stuff, like your phone, your wallet, keys, anything like that. And they fucking took that little piece out of my car.
They literally stole a piece of plastic out of your car.
Yes. I'm not even kidding, guys. Like, this is a true fucking story. Like, it was so upsetting, right?
Dude, I know how you feel. I mean,
do
because,
you?
Like,
do
I
you really?
I'm pretty sure I felt the same way when I was doing my paper last week and my computer overheated and just, like, died. And I was, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
That's probably how you felt.
Well,
like, I lost a little something of myself.
Shut the fuck up, all right? This is my story. Time,
okay,
all right. And so I was pretty distraught about it, you know, for, you know, the week or whatever. I'm still a little upset about it, kind of getting over it. But, you know, lo and behold, there's, like, a little red and white bag in the corner of our room just stashed away behind, like, everything else in the closet. And I find my battery charger thingy, and I was like, what? I was like, maybe my amp and my Beats back here too. But no, I didn't have any such luck, guys. But at least I got my battery charger back.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. I'll be able to sell the tools for more with it.
Cool.
But
your guide was a no-show to buy the tools.
Yeah. Oh, that's another story.
He was kinda a tool.
Yeah, that little prick. So, you know, on OfferUp, you post something that you want to sell. Somebody will message you about the price. You guys agree on price, agree on location, time, and all that good stuff. Preferably meet in a public location so you don't get robbed or stabbed or, you know, die or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, the guy, I asked him, I was like, all right, so when do you want to meet up? He's like, all right, this was 2 days ago. And he's like, tomorrow, so Thursday, yesterday. And I was like, all right, well, what time? And he's like, 4 p.m. I was like, all right, cool. And I told him the location. He said, okay. I sent him a message when I was leaving. I said, all right, I'm leaving. To meet you, I even told him, I was like, all right, I'm wearing a burgundy sweater, so you know who I am, even though I have, like, a picture of me on there, but just in case, he might get confused.
He might be a retard.
I want to be them retards. I even told him, though, I was like, all right, I'm only willing to stay, like, 20 minutes, so I was like, please don't be late. I ended up staying 30 minutes, and the little bastard never showed up, never messaged me saying he wasn't going to show up or anything. Completely wasted my gas. What an asshole.
What a jerk.
What a fucking tool.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I think that's all we have for story time this week, but let's get into Game of Thrones. All
right. This was season 6, episode 7. Something about a man. I don't know. Whatever.
Right. So, all right. We'll see you guys next week.
So, Sansa and Jon are, like, all trying to recruit people for their army. And yes. Then this little bitch from fucking Bear Island, who's like Jorah's,
like 7
it's
years
gotta be
old
Jorah's
or something.
Like niece, right? Or grand or daughter? I don't know. Jorah is the guy with Daenerys, right? The Stone Man.
Yes.
So it's like she's related to him somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, but she's like being a little bitch, and she's like, "I will fucking not give you anything, you fucking Snow and you fucking Stark. You're not a Stark, you're a Bolton." And then Davos convinces her, and she's like, "I'll give you 62 men."
So all that for 62 men. She's like, "Each man is worth the fighting power of 10 men. So you're giving us 620 men?"
No, she's giving you 62 men who can each kill 10 men, so they're worth more than one man. But they're still only 62.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'll give you 69 men.
That's a little girl, bro.
I know.
That's creepy.
I know.
Creeper alert, guys.
And then, like, all the other people are, like, total assholes, like, to Jon and Sansa. And it's like, man, there's no loyalty here.
No loyalty is in the North. Probably because it's just, I mean, it'd be different if his last name was a Stark, you know?
Right.
It'd be completely different. They'd probably be, like, be willing to pledge themselves.
Yeah, and if he wasn't, like, fighting with wildlings.
Yeah.
Everyone in the North hates wildlings.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he's putting himself at a major disadvantage, but he has to do what he has to do in order to get an army to storm Winterfell.
Yeah. Even the wildlings were like, nah. But then they were like, okay, sure, whatever.
Yeah, they're all fighting amongst themselves and shit. And stuff. I was like, oh, what the fuck, dude.
But anyway, I think Jon will win because, you know, He's the more experienced bastard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, bastard v. bastard.
Yes. Anyway.
Fight to the death. Only one bastard can live.
Yeah. And then, like, everybody in his camp's, like, fighting each other. And then, like, fucking Davos goes over and he's like, "Who the fuck are you?" that was great. Anyway.
So maybe in this battle, in the heat of the battle, Theon will come swooshing in to cut off fucking
Ramsay's dick.
And that will end the battle. And Jon will just sit there with his, like, jaw wide open. And he's just like, "What just happened?"
He's like,
"This is for little Theon." And then come just like when one fatal swoop to swipe off his dick, dude.
He's like, "This is no dick."
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I guess
welcome to the team, Ramsay.
Maybe we should talk about Theon next then.
Yeah.
So Theon and his sister are like on the other side of the world. Like where
I saw the end of the world.
Where Tyrion and Varys were when like at the beginning of last season.
Sick.
And then they're like, she's like, "We're gonna go see Daenerys or this dragon queen and we're gonna give her all our ships."
She's going full lesbian and stuff.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Like,
and like Theon, like his little nub was wiggling.
He's like, "Meh."
He's like, "I can't fucking touch him. I can't do fucking anything. What the fuck am I here?"
Poor guy.
Yeah.
That would suck.
And she's like, "Just enjoy yourself." And he's like, I got no fucking dick. My sausage has been cut. But, yeah. I mean, I thought it was a pretty decent scene.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting.
We know their plan now.
Well, like, I don't know his sister's name. I always forget his sister's
Yara.
Name. Yara. I liked, Yara's, like, kind of, like, little, like, pep talk to him. And she's, like, basically saying that, you know, either step up and be Theon Greyjoy or crawl off and die, essentially.
Right.
You know, either you're going to continue to be this broken man or you're going to be the pride of the Iron Islands,
right.
Essentially. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't just be both and expect to, like, succeed, essentially.
Right, for sure.
I really like that scene. I don't know. I thought it was pretty well done.
Yeah. We also have Olenna, the Queen of Thorns, Marjorie's grandmother. She's like, "I'm fucking leaving. Fuck off."
Yeah. And then you have...
because Marjorie's, like, telling her to leave.
Yeah.
And then she gives her a little note.
Yeah, like it was like a little drug deal, like we're all just all like.
Fucking, mm-hmm. Yep. Slapstick. yeah, and then like, she's like, "Cersei, you are the worst cunt I've ever met in my life."
Yep. She's like, "The only thing that I wanted to be had been like gained from this venture is if you die or something." I was like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
What a wrinkled old prune.
Yeah, but then she, like, opens the note, and it's, like, the flower, like, their house signal, whatever, fucking emblem.
Yeah,
and,
basically like, meaning,
like, she's still in there. Like,
yeah.
Because we kind of knew she was, like, because she made, like, a total 360. It's, like, when she's talking to Laura, she's, like, "No, we can get through this." And he's, like, "The only way to get through." He's, like, "I don't fucking care. Like, I'll do whatever it takes." And so then she, like, made that 360, and now she's, like, this goody-goody two-shoes.
Yeah, you know, and you know, you kind of got that from... We kind of bring that up, like, is she for real?
Yeah.
Or, like, what's kind of going on? Because I remember, you know, she did give, like, the speeches, like, you know, "I only gave people the perception that I was kind and caring of the poor. I didn't really care about them, that I just only did it to gain status."
Right.
And basically, and it's, I think it's just this, I think that was, like, kind of a little foreshadow into what's going on now. I think it's just, you know, what
she's doing.
But
I think she actually does care. Like, she says she didn't, like, probably, she's just stroking the ego of the High Sparrow right now.
Yeah.
Making his dick all hard for her.
Probably.
So, I mean.
That's probably a thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, she's still in there, and we know it, and it's going to be great what's going to happen, hopefully something great. So, we also have Arya, another Stark getting stabbed
Arya.
Multiple times. So, what do we think of Arya's story here?
I mean, leaving on from what happened, not a whole lot happened other than she got stabbed.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that was kind of a brutal... Man, dude, the way that Game of Thrones is able to achieve their levels of brutality is just astounding.
It's pretty brilliant.
Like, they have a way of the... You know, just how they go about it, of just like something like as simple of like somebody being stabbed, even though it's not simple, but you get the idea.
Right.
And it's like they turn it into this huge thing.
It was a lot of blood. Yeah. And she, like, fell into the water to, like, escape death. And, like, yeah. she's, like, walking around dying at the end of the episode. And, like, nobody, like, notices her.
Yeah, then, like, well, because, like, we know that that woman is after her. And then
yeah.
you kind of suspect, you're, like, you kind of get the sense of danger that it's, like, fuck, is this
dude, like, you knew it was her. Like, when yeah, that old lady showed totally up, like, you knew it was her, dude. And, like, Arya, like, is all non-suspecting, dude. And that fucking evil hag fucking stabbed the shit out of her.
Yeah, dude, that shit was, like, fucking trippy, though. Yeah. Like, when she made the transition from, like, the old, like, crazy-looking woman to, like, her, I was like, oh, fuck, dude, that's, like, kind of chilling. I was like, kind of, like, frightening a little bit.
Yeah. So, the ongoing kind of thing throughout this episode had to do with the Hound.
Yes.
And, like, it started with them before the credits, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
I thought it was actually pretty spectacular. I thought that was probably,
the
like...
the story was really good.
I think that story is probably, like, the best story within the episode.
Yeah, and the Hound's gonna go apeshit on, like, the sons of... what, whatever they are, the fucking...
they work for, like, the Lannisters. They're, like, mercenaries for the Lannisters.
I thought they worked for, like, the Red God people.
No. They, like, they have Red in their name, but they're mercenaries. Remember like, when Arya and the Hound was traveling together, and they were, like, in that... their inn?
Right.
And those people, like, confronted him, and then, like, she went apeshit and, like, started stabbing him, one of them in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're, like, mercenaries for, like,
the king. I thought they were, like, those other guys, like, the guy, like, the one guy who, like, keeps getting killed and, like, being brought back to life. Remember, like, those guys?
What?
So, like, I forgot his name. He was, like, the guy with the flaming sword and shit, and, like, every time he dies, he gets back to life, and, like, Arya was with him, like, learning how to shoot arrows and shit with... Gendry, like in season 3 or 2. You know who I'm talking about.
What the fuck you talking about, mate?
Those are the same guys. They work for those guys.
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah. I'm gonna rewatch this episode. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. They're like they're like the Red Woman guys.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I think they are.
No, they're not, dude.
Alright, well, anyway. So like they come back into town. When the Hound's, like, cutting wood and shit and they kill everybody.
Yeah, you kind of seen that coming a little bit. I was just like, oh, geez. This is, like, a massacre. This is, like, intense.
Yeah.
And then you just, like, he just, like, picks up his axe and he's like, fuck this. I'm going to murder these fucks.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else happened in this episode?
That's it. That's
literally
everything
that happened. All right. So what did you, like, did you enjoy this episode?
Well, this episode was okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a setup episode, something with a lot of exposition, and, you know, it seemed a little lackluster with, like, the wow factor that, you know, Game of Thrones is able to achieve for me. I mean, I did enjoy it, but it's just a different cup of tea compared to what normally goes on in Game of Thrones for some people.
So, right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a solid, like, 7.5.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 7.8. There's nothing particularly wrong with it. It's just it was a bit boring at times.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think like for the most part it wasn't like amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Like it was kind of a letdown from like the week before, but it's like setting up for future kind of episodes, I think. Like the whole episode was there to focus.
Yeah,
or like set up for the future.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So, no Forbes. Sorry, Jamie and the Blackfish thing happened this episode too.
Oh yeah, that was actually quite funny. Actually,
yeah, that was pretty great.
Like you have like this like shit army and stuff, pretty much like trying to breach the walls and stuff. And I thought it was pretty funny. And then like Jamie Lannister's like, "This is my command now."
Yeah.
And you have, like, the interesting interaction between Jamie and Blackfish, and I just thought it was pretty funny. What do you think is going to happen, do you think?
I think the Blackfish is just going to out-fucking-wit him and fucking...
I think Jamie's going to die.
Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, because we know Jon Snow and them are going to show up in next episode to that castle.
Yes. The Brotherhood Without Banners, that's who they are. Yeah, those are the Red Priestess Lady people.
What?
Beric Dondarrion, yeah, those guys. The guy who can't die, I don't know, whatever. The Brothers Without Banners, those are the guys who killed the whole village.
Oh.
But, yeah. The Blackfish thing, I find it quite interesting. Like, because, like, the first thing, like, he says is, like, hey, man, remember you made, like, that promise to, like, my niece about, like, getting her daughters back? Where the fuck are they? Yeah. He's like, I haven't been able to get them. I've been quite busy. And then, like,
having my hand chopped off.
Yes. So I am interested in where this story goes. I'm happy Bronn is back in the fold.
Yeah, remember you'd said that he died?
I don't know, because he disappeared. If people disappear, it's safe to assume they're dead, okay? But,
that's
yeah.
awful logic. But, well, I mean, we'll go with that, I guess.
Because while we were talking about it, we didn't really conclude he was dead. We just didn't know what happened to him. And we're like,
I was like, I don't know what happened to him.
And we're like, maybe he died. Who fucking knows? Because remember, he was like poisoned, and like the titty lady was all like, look at my tits. And he was
look
all,
at
like,
my tits?
He was like, them's just some nice tits.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty hilarious.
But yeah.
So yeah, we graded it and you gave it a 7.5. I gave it a 7.8 in case you guys somehow missed that.
Yeah, somewhere along the line.
Yeah, but I think that's all we have for you guys on Game of Thrones this week.
Yes.
As always, go follow us on all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. We also have this awesome website designed by Christian himself, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. We have a forum section where you can create a thread and communicate with our community. We'd love to hear from you guys and hear your opinions on Game of Thrones or other things that may be on your mind.
Yeah.
We have a cool article section where we both kind of write articles on maybe current issues within the nerd community or things that we kind of just think of and we just kind of want to talk about. Have a buy list. Yes, buy list of comics that Christian buys every week.
Yeah, I usually update that on, like, Tuesdays or something.
A homepage with a cool slideshow of all of our nerd escapades, so you guys should definitely check that out. A lot of cool features on the website. Make sure you guys check it out. Also, a link to Reality Comics, nerd social media. They are true pioneers.
Yes.
Go check out their stuff. Sign up with them. Enjoy.
Yes. In addition...
What?
We're going to be doing... two more podcasts this week, maybe, probably. Yes. We got to do the past 2 weeks of news, and then we're probably going to do a comic book talk where we'll talk about DC's Rebirth, we'll talk about Civil War number 2, maybe talk about Flash Rebirth, which is like one of the one-shot issues, and I was also thinking about talking about Moon Knight number 1, so maybe we'll dabble in there, whatever we can get done. But
that's
those
a
are just,
lot.
I mean, those are just some things, you know, we might talk about. For sure, we'll talk about Civil War and Rebirth, though. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, everyone. Also, in case you guys missed it from last week's, we did put out an X-Men Apocalypse review. I thought that went pretty well. I don't know what it gained in the sense of listens. Whatever, I don't know if people were that interested in it. But in case if you guys are interested in it, we have that published for you guys. You can find it on iTunes and or podbean.com. Make sure you rate and subscribe to us, review us, tell your friends, your family, your dog about us.
Yes.
All that good stuff.
Yes. Do it all.
Is that all we got?
I graduate in 2 weeks. Yay!
Interesting information.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. No,
that's
I just want to get this shit over with.
Good.
Fuck this class. Dude, it's like, we do, like, these reviews and stuff every week, right? Like, we watch TV shows and movies and we do reviews on them. But it's, like, much easier than writing a fucking paper on a movie.
Yes.
Like, who do that? Who does that?
I don't know. A lot of people do it.
4 pages, though?
Yeah, a lot of people do that kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Anyway, that's all we got.
That's all we
have. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
You sound so enthusiastic about that.
Oh, okay, sorry. That's all we have for you guys. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And as always, stay nerdy, boys.
You lost your enthusiasm.
You killed my enthusiasm.